This is our informal introduction because we just finished our first part. But here is Chris's crap himself story that I'm sure you guys are all waiting for. Chris, the floor is yours.
Well, the year was 2016.
Oh, wait. Oh,
so I was in high school. I was in
drama,
and I was in chorus. But I was doing an after-school thing with a group of people for chorus, where like we were just practicing after school. So the teacher would like let us use the room, and I would pretty much like lock up. And we were getting like near the middle of our rehearsal, and I realized I had to go, and it wasn't gonna wait till the end of rehearsal. So I had to like figure out how to rush things along. Eventually I was just like, you know what, you guys are good, you know, you don't really need to keep going here, right? And everybody's like, yeah, you know. I was like, all right, go ahead, get out of here, blah blah blah,
get out of here.
Hey, you rascal, get out of here.
Yeah. So then unfortunately, as I went to the bathroom in the hallways, it was after school, those were also locked.
Oh no.
By the way, mind you, at this point I lived across the street.
Oh, that's true.
Didn't even come to mind.
Not 10 steps.
I needed to solve the problem now. So there's like this side room in the chorus room that has just like a bunch of junk in it. And I pretty much like turned off the lights in the chorus room, went into the side room, and I grabbed this big trash bag. I had to do what I had to do. And then I prepared too. I wasn't just gonna, you know, go and then be stuck there. So I went, and then I got like a bunch of the paper towels that would be in the dispensers in school. The harsh ones though.
The harsh ones.
It wasn't
the ones that are not very absorbent.
The like cardboard, basically.
You're
paper
wiping
towels.
Your ass with an
like,
Amazon
with texture.
Box.
And I did what I had to do, and you know, I tied that thing up. I don't even remember. Like, I definitely threw it away, but it wasn't like there's not a trash like right there. So I think I had
Chris just throwing it over his back.
I was walking.
That's the image that goes through my mind. Is him holding a bag of shit.
I was walking through campus with a bag that just had like a small dent in the bottom, a trash bag. And I found it, threw it, and I went on. I went on proud that I didn't shit my pants.
Oh my god!
He shit in the classroom.
Now that we're talking about this, Isaiah, after you went in your own backyard, did you just pull up your pants? There's nothing to wipe.
I asked. I was like, "Yo, you didn't use a hose. You didn't."
Yeah.
You know?
Listen,
credit card with a fucking hose.
No, listen. I knew I only had about 15 minutes left to hold out for, right? Before somebody got home. So All I did was. I had a long shirt on, kept my long shirt on, just sagged the pants a little bit, made sure nothing was touching, and then just waited.
And woke up.
Walk into the house like this.
Yeah.
Grab walked.
You good? Make
sure the kids don't touch.
I'm good. I'm just gonna go take a shower real fast.
Oh,
it's a hard life sometimes.
I'm proud of everyone for not shitting their pants. Kenneth, you were so close to making it.
No, I was. I
the
just
cough,
left the restaurant.
The cough really got him.
Fine.
I was being real gentlemanlike, and you know, I'm walking out. I was like, oh no, you get on the inside of the sidewalk, you know, whatever. Some guy walked by or something, like group people, move around and shit. And then my cough just fuck things up for me there, you know. Right. I think I threw away those pair of jeans too. I don't think I.
I have Priscilla here with me, so I'm gonna get her perspective on this. All right.
If we want Priscilla.
Yeah. If we're
can we see Priscilla?
We want to see Priscilla. All we see is butt touches.
No butt there touching.
It is. All right. So you'll get her perspective on it, and then maybe you can provide your own perspective for Chris. But Priscilla, if we're ever out in public,
and
the unfortunate task of holding it in fails me.
Fails me!
I'm
gonna protect you.
Whoa, no, I'm not asking you to put the hands on
me. Pump it, baby.
Go before I change my mind.
There's a bush right here.
She'll be my lookout. I know she will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you can't get one leaf. Get the whole branch.
What I want to know is, do you want to know, or do I keep it to myself?
No,
or do
tell
I
tell me so I can help you out? Because if I'm like, oh, why are you holding that bag there, huh? What is in there? And I open it. And
listen, a bag? Where am I gonna get a bag from? We're like a Disney. Let's assume we're at like Disney Springs or something, and it just comes out.
Do you want me to drive?
just so you know, this situation, you've been together for almost 8 years. All right. Yeah. Me, this was a date. What am I gonna say? Like, hey, listen, I just shit myself. Do you have like wipes?
You can be the lookout for me.
We go into straight battle tactic mode. Okay, we divide, we conquer. He goes to the bathroom. He gets rid of the evidence. I go into a store and buy him some panties. I come out. I hand him the panties and I hand him baby wipes that I happened to steal from a woman that was in the woman's room, because they'll give you anything if you're like, oh my god, and they're like, oh yeah, and then that's again. It. Bam.
No, Ashley is applies. The real friend.
Been
okay,
together they get for 8 years. Done.
Yeah. You shit. Ashley's the real
I'll
friend.
Handle the rest.
I'll tell Ashley anything. There was one day I couldn't get my hair wet, and woman walked out in the rain to buy me an umbrella. That's a true friend.
Listen, only the boys so far, only the boys, me, Kenneth, and Chris, have come into either close encounters or full encounters.
We're not cavemen.
Full encounters.
We have control of our bodies.
Why I don't fart in public. Because
why don't you listen
like
to your body?
Myself. I don't. I didn't fart in public.
I didn't have a time.
We deal with cramps, so it ain't another. It ain't shit, okay? But literally.
What cramps got to do with shitting yourself?
When you have to go so bad. When you have to go so bad, you're like, oh my god, I feel terrible. That and this and this and that. That's literally just how we feel when we're on our period. Like,
all right,
Mace, that's fine. That's fine. But your asshole doesn't just
Thursday.
Go.
Thursday.
Okay.
We have control. Just open up.
But
yeah, we
gotta.
We're in hyper control. We've aligned our chakras.
Listen, guys' bodies aren't made to endure themselves. It's endure the elements, not its own fucking environment.
Well then, Miss Chakras and cramps and holding it all
Mother
in.
Mother Nature was kind to us.
If you fail the mission,
she's not.
If you fail the mission,
you're trained.
You tell us?
If I fail the mission,
you or Priscilla or Zoe.
I feel like Ashley would say.
If you mean like if I don't make it, if yeah, I piss like, my pants or I shit myself,
like it's there. It's
you're fucking. Oh, you're right. I'm telling somebody. I'm going to the bathroom and I'm telling Zoe, go buy me something right the fuck now.
No, but Zoe's not saying.
No, yeah, no. You're just we know you'll tell Zoe.
Oh, by myself? By myself.
Yeah. No, I called Chris.
Guys, you gotta tell us.
I'll tell you. I don't give a shit. You're gonna call me out?
One,
you shit
you
behind
one.
Your house? You piss behind your house? You shit yourself?
No, I feel like, okay, we have all been friends for a long time. So I feel like if I were to be like, yo.
I'm gonna look at Isaiah. I'm gonna look him in the eyes and I'm gonna go, Isaiah, I'm in a crisis.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look at actually, you guys weird if you tell me, hey, I just shit myself.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a thing. Ain't nothing but a thing.
I think that we've all been friends long enough that if we had to say, like, man, crisis mode, go do this, you do it for me. No
yeah,
question.
I'm not gonna question.
But but what I'm saying is, you're gonna tell us, hey, I need your help, go get this for me. But are you gonna come out and be like, guys, I cracked myself.
This no, because you guys would be like, emergency. Why?
Zoe wouldn't tell like, you guys. No. The Zoe would most likely, oh my God, where am I? I'm dead. Oh, hi!
No, I would probably be like, no questions.
The most likely person that Zoe's going to tell. I would
question it. I'm like, but why?
Is Chris. Is yeah, Chris 100%.
I would tell Chris.
She would tell Chris and no one else. And then Chris would look at her and go,
wait, oh, they can't see me.
I know. Christopher is being a fool. Christopher would, you'd say, Chris, I'm in crisis. You're saying it to me. Say it to me. You go,
Chris, I'm in crisis.
And then you'd go, this is you. I'm you. I'm you. Okay. I'm you. And you go, and then you wouldn't even ask what the crisis is, but then you'd come back and you go, what's happening?
You see,
I have a very specific set of skills.
You see, then I get curious though. So if I'm then, I see somebody just wander off, I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're gonna go do. I'm gonna go help them.
Hey, Chris, where are you going? Nowhere.
Get away from me.
Like, literally,
Ashley. It would be Ashley, then Chris, then Priscilla, then Chris.
Wait, then what? Yeah.
Why am I so down?
Hold on.
Before you say your defense, just so you know, back when I had money, I would have bought you pants. All right. I'd have bought you whatever you needed to help you out. This is back when my heyday.
And then now, you'd never live it down. He'd be like, can't believe you told me you shit yourself.
No, I wouldn't. The only person I would do that for is this bitch under me.
Who's under you?
Oh, sorry. Different order. Yeah, sorry. Chris and Ashley under me, so her.
Oh, that's me.
Well, no, probably not.
Isaiah, in her defense, she is on Priscilla's favorite list.
I am.
Because she asked to be.
The reasoning is Ashley would be like, no questions asked.
And handle the problem.
Chris would be.
Listen,
so
I know why she's gonna say not me.
That he wouldn't ask.
I have a counter for that.
He wouldn't ask Priscilla. I'd be like, "Yo, we're both girls. You've got me. We're friends. Let's do this." He'd be like, "Why?" And I'm like, "Kinda just go." And if you tell him with enough force, he'll just do it. No,
he does it.
Asked.
Yeah.
Isaiah would be like, "No."
Isaiah has questions.
Why?
Yeah. Isaiah has questions.
Why?
You're literally standing there. You're like, we are wasting precious time.
Here is the thing. As I ask why, I say why. And you give me an answer, it's done in half a second.
That's the mountain that she will not climb, okay?
She will not. This is the hill she is prepared to shit on.
I do it with speed and quickness. You wouldn't even know. It's like that episode of SpongeBob where he touches the rock. He's like, you want to see me do it again? I just say it's a level of emergency, and if it's emergency 10, which that is instantaneous.
Just because you're low on the list doesn't mean like if you were the only person there, I wouldn't tell you. I would just
listen,
be like, yo, let's
go. If I shit myself at BTS,
people off the list to go.
Oh, if I shit myself at BTS, I trust that Isaiah will fucking boom his way to the fucking merch shop and get me new pants. I trust that'll happen. I don't trust that Zoe's willing to fight a stranger to get me pants. But I know Isaiah's willing to roast.
Zoe's gonna leave the concert temporarily to do anything.
No, I'd be like, oh, Ashley, I've got this, Isaiah. You need to go buy pants.
Yeah, and all I'm gonna be like is why? And then you tell me, and then I go and I do it.
I mean, I would do it and I wouldn't even bring it up again. All right, I wouldn't.
Chris
told me this story years ago. All right, nobody knew.
My
Ashley,
God.
What is your list of importance?
My list?
Yeah.
My list is based on who needs the least amount of instruction to get shit done.
Okay.
So that's gonna be Zoe. I want to say that Isaiah and Priscilla are tied for second, and Chris is third. Well, and then Kenneth, I don't think you'd get shit done unless I scream at you.
Just tell me what it is. Just so you know, I don't have a list. If you're all there, I will say it out loud.
Whoever's going to give me the pants.
Like, guys, get all together. We have crisis.
Someone will do something. There's
we
no
are in crisis.
Here is, hey, listen, I just shit myself. Someone help me.
I think that's kind of how I would play it too. I think I'll get us in a huddle. I'll be like, hey, so remember that time we made that podcast about, you know, crapping yourself? Well, it's time for you guys to play your role.
So, and you get the underwear, Chris. Get the pants. Zoe, get the shirts if you can.
Somebody get a baby wipe.
Ashley, just give me the wipes.
I'm just going to stand here.
All of this kind of reminds me. There was one time I went to a cruise, and it was like an hour or 2 hours away. And by the time that we got there, I realized that I forgot my luggage. So we all had to have a family huddle, and they all had to break off and buy me different things. And I feel like that's how it would play out. It's like everybody breaks and just kind of goes.
I don't have a list. It's everyone. Everyone there. Like, listen, this is what happened. I just shot a guy.
So what I learned from this is that we all have to have like a spare of underwear just in case one of us like. I don't have a list because I have self control. I have control.
No, it happens.
I have self control too, but that cough.
That something to me.
All right? You're telling me that if you for the girls, you're telling me that the day that you're on your period and you just laugh a little too hard or you sneeze a little too fucking hard, you're not gonna come. You're like, guys, I am in crisis.
I'll ask if you guys like have a pad or a tampon, and then I know.
No, maybe but if you crap yourself, what? Who are you? What's your list?
I feel stuck on asking this. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna ask you first. Well, yeah, I'll ask Ivan first.
Okay, but what's the other four?
The other ones? I'll put. Oh my god, I feel so bad. I'll put Ashley and Zoe as a tie.
Huh? Chris is last.
Kristen Kenneth is last.
It's okay. I feel like for Priscilla is different because we haven't known each other for that long.
But
you know?
Kenneth's hurt that by makes me more because sense. We have a bond.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. Fun.
No, I feel like the girls would understand. I don't know.
At least exactly. Third, Zoe.
That girl. Listen, bond.
The girls don't ask questions. The girls say, "Oh, I got it," and then we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ivan.
Hey, accidents happen. There's no. It's not like we're shitting ourselves every day, right?
I hope not.
You don't.
No.
I love that we're all such a tight group of friends that we're like, okay, I've got.
I mean, to be honest, I can vouch for that because
I think there is tight.
For my birthday, when we're at Chris's house and we were doing the aquatic war games, I just straight up went like, Ashley, you got string? She's like, yeah, I got string, and she pulled out a whole box of string. Didn't even ask what it was for. Like, look at all this string that I got. You want this string, that string? I was like,
I got string, I got yarn, I got this, I got that. And then you didn't tell me what it was. I had like 30 straps that you could have used.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why you
I break straps like it's nothing. My titties will break any fucking strap that I'm using to hold them up. So I have a good amount of them.
I also don't like a lot of questions, so.
Not a lot of questions, but one question, the what, why.
You know, I don't want to.
What, where, when, why? You
sometimes
know?
I don't want to answer. I just
I just want to use two words and that's it. Like,
I don't want to speak.
You know, there's a word count and I am not meeting it. Okay. I'm not.
But you know what is meeting?
What?
Us this again podcast. On our next podcast. Ah! We're all meeting together again because it's back.
So it is back.
Format temporarily, but it's back.
Yeah, we're back.
So, with that being said, that is our Zoom meeting. That is our podcast return. That is Chris's. You're blocking my whole face. That is Chris's story. That is our lives. He's out of the grave. And if any one of you listeners are with us, just know.
We want to hear your shit stories.
The random ones are always the best ones.
You can tell me anything.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye.